Log Man, Talk Radio.
We're live on the air, on the radio, waiting for the conference call moderator to call in. Until they call in, we have the background music playing, but I can't take it out because I'm not interested in this particular conference. But I thank you for tuning in. I just want to say thanks to and shout out to, we are now at 361 followers on the channel, and we thank God for all the viewers. We have over 6 million viewers today. I got that. I like to always call out numbers so that you can see we're definitely in the increase of blessings financially, spiritually, and with looking at what, you know, the films that I create, the photos that I create, and as well, the impact of the movement. So we are going to talk about faith today. In the midst of all of this, we're going to talk about faith. Faith, which is the evidence of things not seen. It is the thing that is hoped for, and it's the evidence of things that you see. We have 26,739,068 viewers of the film that we've done. And I just want to thank you for following me. And looking at my film, look at my photos. Thank you for those that listen to our broadcast. I think what I'm going to do is I may hang up the phone line because no one's coming in. I'm not sure why everyone's late. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. This is Archbishop. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Amen.
Welcome on the line. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I hear Archbishop.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're so happy. Praise God that you are speaking tonight. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to get started. I believe most everyone is on the line. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear the noise in my house?
Yes. Can you hear the noise? Yes.
Listen, I have someone here working inside. She was okay. I hope she's
praise fine. The Lord. Is Pastor Wallace on the line?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. We are ready to go. Minister Lisa on the line? Not. She'll be on shortly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne of grace tonight, Father, we honor you. We praise you. Oh, yes, Lord. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving by the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, which has redeemed us and allowed us to call you Father. Father, we love you. We praise you. We adore you. Oh, we enter into your courts with praise. You are the Most High God. Oh, yes, Lord God, you're the possessor of heaven and earth, and we thank you. We thank you that you delivered us from our enemies, Lord God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for all that you've done for us, Lord God. We thank you for who you are and bless your name, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that because Jesus went to the cross and was raised from the dead, that he's now seated at your right hand, ever interceding for us. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, that you are Jehovah. You are eternal. You are unchanging. Oh, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we, oh, yes, Lord God, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the food we have had on our tables today, the water we drink. Oh, with you, Lord God, for everything you've done for us. without you, Lord God. We can do nothing. Hallelujah. We will speak the praises of God because you've called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we thank you. We praise you. We glorify your name, Lord God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Something is in the air.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But Lord God, I thank you. Oh, we thank you tonight. We praise you, Jesus, that you are Prince of Peace and are bringing peace within us and our homes. Oh, we thank you for driving out all contention, all strife, and all unrest, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Father, that you're always present with us, Lord God. We thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit, oh, to comfort us, to lead us, teach us, and strengthen us. Therefore, we have nothing to fear, Lord God. We thank you that you have a present with us, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are soundness of spirit, soul, and body. We thank you, Father, that you restored our souls, Lord God. We thank you that you bore our diseases and carried our pain. And because of your stripes, oh, we have already been healed, Lord God. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for your presence tonight, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord God. We live in health in our spirit. Oh, yes, Lord God. Jehovah Rapha, we thank you for the healing within us. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, bless our children tonight. Oh, touch them, Lord God. Oh, so many going in wrong directions, Lord God. But we are standing in the gap. We are praying for the young people, Lord God. Oh, Father, we are praying for the people. We are praying for our people, Lord God. Oh, so many people just don't like others because of colors, Lord God. But, Lord God, we standing on your word, Lord God. You told us, Lord God, oh, to love even our enemies, Lord God. So we stand on your word. You are protector, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless everyone on the line tonight. Pour out your glory on this line tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, heal your people. Lift your people up tonight. We glorify your name. We praise you, Lord God. We thank you for everyone that's on the line tonight. Oh, Father, carry us higher tonight, Lord God. More of your glory, oh, to flow all on the line tonight. People being healed. People being delivered. People being set free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Father, continue to bless us. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your love, your joy, your peace, everything that you're doing for us, Lord God. We thank you and praise your name. All these blessings we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory, glory to his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we're so happy tonight. We have a great woman of God. Hallelujah. Oh, that I'm bringing before you right now. Oh, yes, yes, yes. She's a teacher. She's a preacher. Oh, she's a pastor. Great woman of God has done so much. Oh, travel and speak and teach and just a great woman of God. She's been the mother to, oh, so many people, so many young people. Oh, mm-hmm. giving them the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At this time, we are going to bring this great woman before you. is our moderator tonight. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together and let's welcome her. Let's welcome her. Minister. Hallelujah. Minister Carolyn. Pastor Carolyn White. Hallelujah. Let's give her a hand.
Amen, amen. To God be all the glory. We are so grateful for his goodness and his mercy and his grace on tonight. We'd like to say welcome to everyone. We thank God so much for you. We're so happy that you came to join us tonight, and we are in for a treat. So on behalf of the International Prayer Group for the Nation, where the overseer and the visionary is none other than our own Archbishop Dr. Lois Jones Delabore of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. This ministry can be received at 8 a.m. weekly and 8 p.m. To God be the glory. We ask that if you have any friends, oh God, that you would invite them to join us, amen, for prayer, singing, and scripture, amen. To God be the glory. Thank you on tonight. We give God glory. Most of all, we say welcome, welcome, welcome. To God be the glory. Is Minister Lisa on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right, woman of God. So we'll be blessed with our songbird. But before Minister Lisa comes on, we're going to ask that you all would just take a moment to tap that little microphone on your phone so that we won't get any feedback and we will hear what the woman of God is singing. Amen. To God be the glory. Go ahead, Minister Lisa.
Amen. We just thank God and give honor to the Spirit of Christ tonight, head of our lives. And we give honor to Bishop Delaware, give honor to Pastor Wallace on tonight. Amen. Do thank God for being on the line tonight to uplift the name of Jesus because he's worthy to be praised. Amen. I just thank God and give him all the honor and praise and glory on tonight. Going to render a selection until you can get out of the way. Hallelujah. No word, no power. Much word, much power. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Just thank God for the song. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory. Searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you, oh yeah, I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody, nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you, oh yeah, nobody greater, nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Yeah. I searched all over. Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. I just wanted to sing a little bit of that song, amen, because it came up on my spirit at the moment I was ready to sing, amen. I searched all over, can't find nobody. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for the song of praise tonight, amen. I'm going to be short and sweet, amen. Back in the hands of Pastor Wallace, amen.
Amen. To God be the There's nobody greater. Amen. We thank you so much, Minister Lisa, for always being a blessing. At this time, we'll have our announcements for the evening, and they are as follows. Please feel free to join us by way of social media. Our Facebook link is Bishop Dr. Lois Jones Delavoe International Prayer Group for the Nation. For any prayer requests or concerns, or even if you want to text your request to Dr. Delavoe, please feel free to contact her at 954-708-9589. To help us expand the work of this gospel Hallelujah. We ask that you would please feel free to forward your donations by way of Cash App to $OTR on this rock, Archbishop, glory be to God, $OTR, Archbishop, 954-708-9589. We thank and praise God for you in advance. We thank you so much for your tokens of love and expressions of gratitude on behalf of this wonderful ministry. 1 Timothy 5:17 says, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. God bless you and credit you with governing yourselves accordingly. And now it's time, glory be to God, for us to have our introduction. Glory be to God. But just before, I'm going to ask you again to please, 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 pretty please, mute your mic so that we can hear the woman of God as she brings the word. Amen. We don't want any feedback. To God be the glory. So now we will have our introduction. We're honored on tonight to have none other than Archbishop Dr. Marcia Abrams Amasi. Glory be to God. This great woman of God is the Director of Human Resources at My Kings Broadcasting. She's a Doctor of Divinity and Theology. She has a Master of Divinity. And she's also served as a United States Air Force. Hallelujah. In the Department of Defense. She's also been the United States of America chaplain. Glory be to God. We want you to know that Archbishop, glory be to God, is a blessing to the body of Christ. She operates in the ministry, hallelujah, of helps and blessings in every area of her life. She is moved with compassion, and she desires to see men and women saved and delivered. She's a prayer warrior. She's a teacher. She's a preacher. She's a reacher. She's a joy and a precious gift to the body of Christ. Not only does she teach, she reaches the hurting, the lost, and the destitute. She is in love with the Lord, and she's in love with his people. So without further ado, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Archbishop Dr. Marcia, hallelujah, Lord God, Abrams Amasi. After Dr. Marcia, after she speaks, we will then have a solo again by Minister Lisa, and then after that, we'll be turned over to the hands of Bishop Delavo. God bless you. Come on, woman of God, and bring us the word.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. That was so eloquent. You were just so awesome. Thank you for that beautiful introduction. I'm humbled, you know, by your words. Thank you so much. Again, I am grateful to be in your presence. I love, you know, your angel, the angel of that house there on this rock, Archbishop Dr. Delavo. I thank God for each and every one of the ministers and all the ministries that are part of her network. And thank you again for allowing me to, you know, gracefully humble your doorsteps. Amen. With the word of God. And oh my goodness, I'm just going to talk about faith. You know, I got a phone call. Dr. Delavo reminded me that today was my time to speak. I'm always on the road. So today I don't have my Bible. So I am going to just talk to you about faith, because God's word said, be you always ready, you know, and you should always be sharp and practice up, you know, so when you're called on, you are able to speak God's word. God's word also in Isaiah says that, you know, think not what you ought to say when you go before the governors, and just open up your mouth, and God said he will fill it, you know. So there's another scripture that says the just shall live by faith. And truly, I am one that live totally percent by faith. So I want to just share with you a little bit about faith. And, the definition of faith is the substance of things hoped for. it is the evidence of things not seen. So those words, you know, are kind of, well, what does that, what is faith, you know? Faith is something you can't touch. It's a substance that you can't feel. You hope for the thing to occur, but it's the evidence. Faith is the evidence. The evidence is something that you physically see and receive. It's the evidence that something occurred, you know. But it's evidence of things that are not seen. So it's mind-blowing. It's a mind-blowing experience, and that's what our lives are racked with as Christians, as men and women of God, children of God. We just trust God. We trust in an entity that we cannot see. We cannot feel. We cannot touch, but we trust him. We trust in Jesus Christ. We have never seen him, nor have we felt him, nor have we ever touched him. At least Thomas had an opportunity to, you know, touch the finger, you know, the mark that was in his hand. He put his finger in his hand. He was able to touch him when he came and resurrected from the dead. So faith is an awesome thing to even comprehend. There's no comprehension of it. It is just like the word of God. It is the spoken word, and then things appear. We look at in our world today, and just in the United States, and this is a very sad occasion, but in the state of New York, the city called Buffalo, there were people that all died, you know, and 10 died because they went to a supermarket called Tops, and they were there at a certain time in a certain place, and a young man that was 18 years old came in, and he wasn't from the state, he wasn't from that area. He came in and he shot everyone. He was shooting in a parking lot, and he went in fully loaded. Now, what does faith have to do with something like that? Someone would totally destroy lives and hurt many. And he himself now is going to be incarcerated for the rest of his life if he's not taken out, you know, depending on the law and what the judges say. So as we see that there was a woman that was 77 years old that was, I'm sure she was a Christian because she went every day to feed the poor, feed the homeless, and to give to many people. That was her legacy. And she was a caring woman. So he said, I know she lives by faith, but why did God allow that to happen? Why did God allow this situation to take place in this particular state, in this particular time, in this particular supermarket? Why did God allow that? So my take is the just shall live by faith. There's something from this hate crime, this the person that was endowed with hatred, maybe from, you know, birth. He was just told many, many things, many lies, many untruths. I don't know. But his aim and everything was totally to eliminate as many people as he could. And he went for a specific race of people. So what does the Christian community is to say about that, right? We have now riots going on now, people marching again, and all of these things that we just went through in 2020 with Floyd. So what do we do? It says the just shall live by faith. My thing is, I believe that as children of God, we have got to seek God even the more. He said these things shall occur, those signs and wonders, these things shall occur, but you cannot worry about those things. You have to just keep your eyes on the Lord. Ask God to protect your children and your household and where you, when you go in and when you come back out. You know, God's word said you'll be blessed. my word now is to encourage as many people. You know, we say condolence to those who have lost theirs, but to encourage those that are alive to just trust God. Trust God that God will provide. God will take care of his people. God will take care of you. It says the just shall live by faith. There's no explanation that I can give as to why a person would hurt and harm so many. The only thing I can say is he lacked love. As children of God, that is our mantra. Our mantra is to love everyone, love our neighbors as we love ourselves. We are supposed to send forth the love of God and to show forth that light in a dark world. This boy, this teenager, 18-year-old boy, now man, 18, he's considered a man, is nothing but hatred and darkness. If a little light can shine in his heart, someone bring in the word of God to him. Our job is to bring forth that faith as a mustard seed and plant it and sprinkle it around as many places as we can. As we go as sowers, we're just planting the seed of faith around so that seed can grow into that great oak tree and it can flourish and spread forth the joy and the love and the peace and the long-suffering and not the other thing that Satan brings to the table. You know, Satan, his purpose, his only purpose is to destroy as many children of God as possible, to destroy as many people of God as possible. Take them all out before their time. Huh? I'm telling you, we have a great work to do, and it's very heart-wrenching when we lose a loved one. It's very heart-wrenching when there's no reason, no rhyme as to why these things continuously occur. My contention is that we're not either letting people know about God enough. We're not spreading the word of God enough. We're not planting those seeds enough. We got a lot of work to do. Because we have to not only take care of the people within our community, but there's communities that are outside of our community that needs to hear the word of God. They got to hear what thus says the Lord so they can find love in the midst of all this confusion. There's mass confusion everywhere. There's war in Europe. There's war in Africa. There's war on the home front here in America.
Yeah.
If you don't think that's war, that someone can go into your supermarket and blow people away who just went for a peaceful day to get, you know, lunch for the next day. You know, it's total war that we're dealing with. And we as children of God have got to send forth that faith. We have to walk by faith. We have to live by faith. We have to send forth that love and send forth love, love, love. Love conquers evil. Love conquers many, many things. Love is what we need. Love is the only thing that will destroy the very yoke of evil. Love is the only thing that can succumb all this darkness. See, the devil wants us to be depressed and suppress and oppress and feel bad about ourselves, feel bad about the complexion that we were born with, whether we're, you know, from a darker hue or we're brown, as in black and brown, and we have many colors, many shades, you know, of who we are. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to be saddened about who we are and how we look and our complexion or our hair. We're going to rejoice in the Lord even the more and thank God that he's given us this opportunity to give him praise. If we continuously praise the Lord, nothing can hurt us. You see, if we're not speaking God's word, if we're not delivering God's word, if we're not going forward in this positive vibration and doing what thus says the Lord, the enemy has a foothold into our camp. I'm telling you the truth. You know, God's word is true. It says, no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. So that means we're either lacking on our job, we're not doing enough, we're not preaching enough, we're not teaching enough, we're not shedding enough love out there to those that are unlovable. This boy is unlovable, him and probably all his household, you know, because they taught him this stuff. Huh? Why did they get this, this thing that they have to destroy the black race? Why? Well, God said that he'll let our enemies capture us if we don't seek first the kingdom of God. He will allow the enemies to put us in check. This is a checkmate type of a thing I'm talking about. You know, if anybody knows how to play checkers and chess, it's a battle on the board. God is wants his children home. He wants all his children back to himself. He wants you to understand who he is and that he loves you so much. So he'll cause this disruption, this shaking and this quaking, so we'll run home to God, the Father. Amen. I was looking at the television just the other day, and this is an old story that broke in 2019 to 2020, and even now 2022. There was a white man, doctor, his name was Don Klein, and what he did, he inseminated women that could not get pregnant with his own sperm. Uh-huh. So we now know that there's more than 100 babies that this doctor created by artificial insemination using his own sperm. And we also know that there was 44 other male doctors who did that in the state of Indiana. His reasoning is he's going to bring about the pure Aryan race, the blonde, blue eye children as much as possible. Huh? What? Oh, my goodness. You see, people are doing some crazy stuff, and these children didn't even know that they had a father that was the doctor, Dr. Klein. Look it up. It's a serious story. It's a true story. Mm-hmm. And his purpose was to bring forth a race of people that was just like himself, that is just pure white race. Right? Some kind of a superiority type of idealism, huh? Well, let me tell you one thing about being superior to another race. God created the human race. God created the African diaspora first. And from a black man and a black female came the entire world and all the races that came into existence today. But what did Adam do? Adam forgot to take care of his home front. He forgot to take care of what God had given him to do. He was to dominate and take care of the land, dominate and take care of the people, which was his wife. Dominate and take care of the animals and to name all the animals and the fruits and the vegetables. He was supposed to take care of everything. But while Adam was around, he was minding his own business, he was not paying attention to detail of what Eve was doing and talking to a serpent. And the serpent beguiled her. And because of all these things, sin set forth. Sin in the form of disobedience. Now you say, wow, how can I believe something like this? So, well, again, it's a faith walk. The just shall live by faith. So these people who are trying to create a pure Aryan race have got it twisted. See, they didn't get the note. They didn't get the memo that they literally came from blackness. They came from the African diaspora. We have to let them know the truth. And the truth will set them free. Maybe it was during the time of when we have a story where Elijah had sent a blessing upon a man that was a man that was leprous. And his cohort, his servant, went forth and told the man that was healed of his leprosy that he wanted all the stuff that Elijah didn't want. And immediately when he took the stuff from Naaman, the captain of the army, you know, he became leprous. Immediately, leprous is where when your skin turned pure white. Okay, now I don't know, but when I look at the Bible, this is the only time that a black person turned into white. Okay, I don't know if that was the beginning of the white race. I don't know, but I'm telling you, it became a problem for us even today, that these people have separated themselves from another people, thinking that they're totally different people. I'm not trying to stir anything up. I'm just trying to let you have understanding. My people die because of lack of understanding. And God is going to set things in order and cause these disruptions if we, as children of God, don't get busy and wake up. Wake up and start telling the people, thus says the Lord. God loves you, and so do I. Go around to every community and let them know, thus says the Lord. And God loves you, and I love you. They need to see the black people, the black race, in their community, not separated somewhere, and we're over here and they're over there. You know, we're all one people. We're all one, and I know people don't like to hear when I say that, but it's the truth. We got the Asian, we got the Hispanics, we got the black, we got the white, Anglo-Saxon, we got this one, that one, this nation and that nation. But when we realize that we all are one, then there's a new attitude that will come together. And how is that going to happen? It's going to happen by faith, by telling others that we love you, by telling others the word of God, by saving people. How are we going to save them? We got to tell them about Jesus Christ. It's only Jesus Christ that can save us from our sins. Oh, my God, this is such a deep subject. And it's hurtful to know that you know in your wherever you are in the world as I'm speaking, that you will consider that I don't feel safe to go out to the grocery store. I don't feel safe to go down my street. I don't feel safe to everybody have bars on their windows, and it's just craziness. The just shall live by faith. You have not any fear except fear itself. God says that you are to trust him and not to have any fear. You cannot fear man. You have to do the perfect will of God.